In an online review for The Age, journalist Jim Shembri spilt the beans on the ending of Scream 4. The article was quickly changed, and via Twitter, Jim Shembri was adamant he'd not given away the crucial plot twist. And Jim Shembri has been writing for Fairfax since 1984 and is renowned and feared as a film reviewer, seeking no favour for his writing. So how and why did an experienced film reviewer break the ultimate rule? Nathan Coates spoke to 2SER film reviewer and presenter of Celluloid Dreams, Evan Shapiro.
In his original review, Jim Shembri gave away the ending of Scream 4. You're an experienced film reviewer. What was your reaction?
Well, I was really, like many people, quite surprised. It's a really big no-no to give away something so key as, in a whodunit, who actually did it. It seems like it's an unwritten rule. It's probably a written rule somewhere that you really, if you're going to give away a spoiler, you warn people. But I think it's also a matter of, could be integrity that you don't give away such important details, especially for a film like this where you know there's a massive fan base.
So as you said, it's probably a golden rule amongst reviewers not to give away key elements, let alone the ending. But it also seems common sense that a reviewer would not want to, put off the audience or even alienate the audience by giving away key elements of a film.
I think you've got a couple of things here. One is that when you're writing a review, you really want to give people a flavour of a film, a sense of it, its emotional sense or centre. What are the key elements? There's lots of things you can talk about, the performances, who the production people are behind this film. There's so many ways that you can look at a film without actually divulging the plot. And I think when you get to that level where you're just telling the story, I think you've really lost your way with the review. And I understand with something like this, it's very, it was a blog kind of punchy kind of interview, a paragraph type review. So you've got to do it fast, but it's still no excuse to give away, who the killer is in this film. The other side of that is that you've got Scream, which is a very successful franchise, has a huge audience. Anticipation for this film was enormous. It's been 10 years or 11 years since the last sequel. They're very popular. Lots of people are going to want to see this film. They don't want to know that.
And that I think the anticipation around Scream 4 and the following seemed to put Jim Shembri under some pressure, which led him ultimately to deny giving away the ending, changing the review, which seemed to enrage fans on Twitter. Is that really a professional way for a reviewer to conduct themselves?
Well, I wouldn't think so, to be straight with you. I think all of us out there that do things from time to time, make mistakes, it's a pretty good thing just to kind of own up and say, I cop it this time. But to kind of hide it or pretend it didn't happen, it's really clear from still on the website, even though they've changed the review, it's clear from the feedback from people who've read it that he did give away the ending. There's a lot of posts there of people that were really upset about, had no sense that there was a spoiler here, read his review, and found out the answer to the film.
Could it have been an absolutely overwhelming fear of fan reaction that prompted his denial?
Well, I think fans of this franchise are really strong. We've had our own kind of reaction with Aaron Dark's review. I mean, we did do a review and we weren't particularly favourable of the film, but we're also mindful of the fan base, and that's part of this story, that there is such a strong fan base. So they can be very, a lot of people who want to see this film will love it regardless of what people say. But to actually go to that extra step of relaying the ending and those vital details is really just, I think it's actually offensive to that fan base. Give them what they want. They've waited this long. They want to enjoy it.
I think we need to be very clear. The review was published online, firstly, in its original form, which did give away the ending. Given that it was published online, it must have been checked once or twice in terms of the content. So it kind of prompts some need to look a little further maybe in terms of why Jim Shembri wrote what he did and gave away the ending. Do you think it might reveal something that he thinks about Scream 4 and the audience? Maybe he thinks it's a poor film that's only going to be seen by loyal followers that don't really care about a good story. And so then he can sort of lazily give away parts of the story in his review because the audience won't care.
Well, I think it is lazy. I think that is the key word here. There is no excuse for just giving away an ending or giving away the story. And I think it is selling short the people that will and what they want to experience from this film. You can't take that away from them. And that's what he actually has done. There's a contempt for the film. I'm not saying that it's a great film. I'm not saying that a film critic... what I am saying is critics have an absolute right to not like films, but you have to be understanding of who might like it. And it's your personal perspective. And I think part of being a good critic is actually seeing what other audiences it might appeal to. Now, this has such a huge fan base that I think it's a fairly easy step to take that if you don't like it as a reviewer, it's understandable that there will be people out there that will like this film, that will want to go through the process and enjoy it. And to have a key element like who did it, who is the killer, given away before you even go along to see it, it robs you of that experience. So, yes, it might be a tied franchise. It might not live up to the previous sequels. It may be all of those things, but it's disrespectful to the audience.
Evan Shapiro ending that chat about film review policies with Nathan Coates on The Fourth Estate.